With me on the phone from his home office in Fort Smith is Michael Tilley with Talk Business and Politics. Michael, welcome back to Ozarks at Large.
Thanks again for having me back in the fort this week.
There you go. That's right. Last week you were in, Lamar? No.
Yep, Lamar.
You're Lamar,
over in
okay.
Johnson County, over,
right.
over in God's country,
That's
Johnson
right.
County.
That's right. Let's talk about a report that you had up yesterday afternoon, just got up yesterday afternoon, about the cargo, the tonnage that's going on the Arkansas River. This is always interesting because I think it is at least a small indicator of how the economy is going. That tonnage is up. What do we take away from that?
It is up. And to your point, yes, it is a fundamental cog, I like to say, of the economy. You know, the rock, sand and gravel that feeds into the state's construction industry, road building, our commodity shipments in and out of our agri commodity shipments in and out of Arkansas, the metal, the iron and steel that feeds a large part of Arkansas's manufacturing sector. A lot of that comes by river. The river is part of that supply chain. So I think we often overlook it. We shouldn't, but I think we do. But yes, for the first 9 months of the year, river tonnage is up 30.4%, 7.6, almost 7.7 million tons have been shipped on the river. Now, remember, it's been tough to be a port operator. You know, in 2019, the river was hit with historic flooding, you know, not seen for over 100 years. And then just about the time that shipments were returning back to normal in early 2020, the COVID pandemic hit, you know, and shut down large parts of the economy. So it's been a 2-year struggle for these port operators. But and that 30.4% increase in the first 9 months, it does reflect an improvement in the economy. But let's also remember it's up against very soft comparisons in 2019 tonnage, I was down 22%. They only shipped 8.4 million tons for the year. One of the things that's helped through the first 9 months of the year are those agri commodities. For example, wheat shipments are up almost 142%. Soybeans are up a little over 7%. You know, once again, Arkansas's largest industry sector, the agri industry, it shows how much both the river and the agri industry are tied together.
As Mrs. Woods, my algebra teacher, once wrote on one of my report cards, I have a difficult time sometimes getting the basics of math, and that happened with one of the stories that was on Talk Business, and since you wrote this story, I'm going to ask you to explain it to me. The number of Arkansans working fell by roughly 0.5% between August and September, but the state's jobless rate also fell.
Doesn't make sense, does it?
It doesn't to me. It would probably to Mrs. Woods, and it probably does to you. Help me out.
Well, it may not to Mrs. Woods. It's really not a function of math. The labor rate is a function of the number of available people in the workforce compared to the number of people employed. That number of available workforce is not a constant. It changes. People come in and out of the workforce all the time. Every month, the number's different. That number, if the available workforce increases or decreases, and you have a subsequent rise or fall in the number of people who are employed, it doesn't necessarily mean that the jobless rate is going to reflect the fact that more people were employed or more people were unemployed. It's simply a percentage of how many Arkansans have jobs compared to how many Arkansans should have jobs.
Does
that make sense?
Yes.
So, and we see this frequently. So, for example, in Arkansas during September, there was 1.238 million, about 1.2 million people employed. And that was down a little over 76,000 jobs compared to September 2019. The state's labor force, to go back, the number of people employed was down 5.8%. Mm-hmm. The state's labor force, those eligible to work, was down just 2%. So there you see that change. And so you're going to see that the rate will decline.
Right.
That's why I always got a kick out of when politicians will say, well, our jobless rate fell this month. Okay, well, mm-hmm. what does that really mean? Does it mean that more Arkansans were employed, or does it mean there was just a shift between the number of people who should have jobs and those who do have jobs?
We have reported on Ozarks at Large about the Crisis Intervention Center in Fort Smith through its development. And now comes word this week, the Fort Smith Police Department will staff an office there.
Yes. And, you know, this is one of the things I have to confess my ignorance on. I had assumed that there was probably already a police connection or police office there. But at the same time, it doesn't surprise me that Chief Danny Baker has taken this action. He's been very proactive in terms of connecting back into the community. But there'll be two investigative officers that will work out of the office there at the Crisis Intervention Center. They're not there to provide security, but they're there to more directly, more quickly investigate what happens in these criminal, these domestic abuse cases, largely against women and children. I have to think this is a very welcome move by those hoping to not only reduce the rate of domestic disturbance, but also to maybe provide a little deterrent against it, but also to more quickly turn these investigations to let the victims know that there's somebody there immediately who's interested in making sure they're safe, but also making sure that they'll be safe going forward, and the person who commits these types of violent acts will be dealt with, hopefully in a much more judicious and quick manner.
Finally, opening a new business is really never advisable for the risk averse. Opening a new one in the midst of a pandemic, and maybe you get a little bit of advantage if opening a business that at least depends on some of the revenue from alcohol during a pandemic is a better idea. But there are two new kind of classy, upscale bars that have opened up in downtown Fort Smith, which continues sort of the evolution of downtown Fort Smith.
Tipsy's Pub at 1000 Garrison Avenue, where Landry's used to be, the seafood restaurant, is opening in Prohibition Bar at 701 Rogers Avenue, which is right across from the DoubleTree, right across the Rogers from the DoubleTree Hotel in downtown Fort Smith have opened. Tipsy's is an interesting story. I think it's a couple of bartenders who worked at La Huerta in Fort Smith. It's kind of like LeBron James. They've taken their skills elsewhere. They were going to open up earlier this year, but then the pandemic hit, obviously, and you couldn't open anyway. But it allowed them, they say they've invested about $30,000, but it allowed them to take their time to do a lot of the work by themselves and be ready to open when they can reopen. I think they'll do well there. That's a popular spot. It's well known. It's kind of in the almost, I wouldn't say the heart of Garrison Avenue, but across the street from the Chamber, First National Bank, Fort Smith. You know, you can walk from there to restaurants. You can walk from there to some of the music venues. And then Prohibition Bar, that Felicia Richardson, who's executive director of downtown, or of 646 downtown, and her husband, Jay Richardson, who's a representative, Representative Jay Richardson of Fort Smith, are the owners. But it used to be the Core Public House, Core Brewing Public House.
Right.
Of course, yes, for that closed when the pandemic hit. So they've taken it. I guess I should say, for example, Tipsy's has a, they don't have a full menu, a full kitchen, but they have, you know, it's a sports bar theme. So they have sports food, that type of thing. Prohibition's not going to have a lot of food. They just sell wine and beer, meat and cheese. They're hoping to have a full liquor license later this year. And maybe then at that time they'll have a food menu that'll go along with that full bar. But it's good to see activity still happening in downtown Fort Smith. The downtown has been, knock on wood, much more resilient than I thought it would be during the pandemic, which obviously is a good thing, especially when you look at what's going on in the Bakery District, some other areas. So hopefully this will continue that theme.
All right. Well, we've covered everything from the Arkansas River to a good stiff drink. That should take us into the weekend quite well. Michael Tilley is with Talk Business and Politics. You can read about all of this and more at talkbusiness.net. And when we talk next, it will be Halloween Eve, Michael. So you've got about 7 more days to think about your costume for this year.
Yep. Well, it'll be Halloween Eve, and not that that won't be scary enough, but we'll be getting close to the election, which will be even scarier.
There you go. Thanks for your time, Michael.